Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We have a smoking ban expansion to cover. I remember back when we started this show, it was the very first episode of Free Talk Live that we talked about the what was at that time brand new smoking ban that had gone into effect in Florida, where we were doing the show at the time.
Yeah, it was a local show at the time.
So we've been kind of covering the smoking ban nonsense from the beginning, basically here on Free Talk Live,
and a lot of people look at the smoking ban thing as I'm rooting for a side. I'm for health and not smoking. I don't like the smell of smoke or whatever their thought process is, but they're not really looking at sort of, you know, the human rights aspect of it. Yes.
Or the property rights aspect.
Well, property rights are human rights.
Right.
I mean, that's what it boils down to. People would have you believe that it is something else, but if you've got, I mean, you know, they're my lungs. I get to pollute them if I want. And, you know, if I'm in a public space, well, you know, this is the tragedy of the commons. I'm outside. What do you expect me to do as far as smoking goes? Is there no place on the planet that it's okay to smoke? Is tobacco smoke so magic that it's different than every other kind of fume from every other thing that might be bad for you? Because I think we're led to believe that, you know, just a whiff of tobacco smoke will give you the lung cancers.
Yeah, I'll never believe that.
Let's go to the phones here. Mark is on the line in Manchester, New Hampshire. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey. You're having trouble hearing you. Can you talk right into
your phone? It's probably not taboo, but go ahead with what you're saying.
Well, I'm curious about FNRG, so I did a little homework, and I'm just kind of curious could answer a few questions and not piss off a sponsor.
Yeah, so
we're talking about Force Field Energy, which we've discussed to quite an extent here. They, you know, manufacture industrial and install and finance industrial LED lighting.
Yep, I may not be able to answer every question. I mean, I know what I know.
Well, Mark, I was wondering how long you've been running that ad or reading that ad.
Well, I guess it was a couple of months ago. They did.
Seems like a few months ago.
Okay, maybe it was a few months. A few months ago, they did a short run with us, but it was very intense, and then the same now. You know, apparently it worked out for them.
Okay. Because it's a very low volume stock, number of shares traded per day, which, you know, some people think that's a bad thing. Some people use it to their advantage. Some people, have no idea what it means. So I was just noticing a rise in the activity and since about the first week of October, and I kind of thought that might correlate to when you guys started talking about it. And I apologize for not being able to listen to the show more often to know if this...
No, we weren't. They weren't on board back in October at that time. That was during the break where they weren't advertising.
Yeah, they were on board with us prior to getting listed on NASDAQ. And then basically... They got on NASDAQ, and of course that increased their visibility and their press and things like that, and so they got more volume as a result of that.
Well, have other callers ever come with questions about their products?
About ForceFieldEnergy.com's products?
Yeah,
just the most superficial of questions, like what do they do, and what's the name of that company again, that kind of thing.
All right, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I found some info that they may make smart meters, and
okay.
I don't know if, you know, I don't want to make a judgment on that if it's a bad thing or a good thing as far as an investment goes, but as far as liberty goes, I have a definite position on smart meters. But
why don't you explain what a smart meter is?
To me, it's a device that has had associated health risks, and it replaces your analog power meter on your house or dwelling or business. And, you know, they have some wonderful LED products from what I understand, but if they do in fact.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the first I've heard about your claim. I never saw that on their website when I visited their website. Where did you see that?
Oh, it was in one of their press releases. I was going through some company news for the last year or so.
Well, first of all, we've talked about the smart meter thing on the show in the past, and I can't say I'm impressed with the claims that there's any kind of health risks to having a smart meter on your home. I think the best claim that you've got is that, you know, maybe the government could somehow use the information from a smart meter to catch marijuana growers or something like that. But ultimately, you know, the smart meter is being implemented in a lot of ways because, you know, the power companies see it as more efficient to be able to monitor things remotely rather than have to send a meter reader around with a device to every single home at probably a fairly great cost. So there's real reasons for industry to move to the smart meter. I understand there's some paranoid folks out there who, you know, believe that it's somehow a health risk because it has a radio transmitter in it. But, I mean, there's radio transmitters everywhere. Your body,
Wi-Fi, your cell phone.
Right, your body is being bombarded constantly with radio signals, so I don't really think one
radiation
other radio
from the sun
signal is going to do much. But I appreciate the call, Mark. Thanks for making it 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, again, we don't know, you know, if they are making the smart meters. Or
it looks like, you know, this isn't an aspect of the company that I have researched much, but the Power One Data International, which is one of their sort of owned subsidiaries, areas here, may have something to do with smart metering. I just did a quick, you know, look on their site, and you know, I've always kind of wondered about this smart metering too. I've heard lots of things that people have said about it, and I guess I don't entirely understand what the negative ramifications are. But a lot of people just don't like something new.
Yeah, there's that. I think that, well, just to recap my understanding of it, Mark. One, there's people who are paranoid about RF transmissions. These are the same people who are paranoid about the cell phones,
right,
and the, you know, everything
I'm
else.
Never going to get on board with that. I've worked under too many radio towers to get all whipped and out of shape because, you know, somebody's moving words through the sky. You know, I'm not going to do it.
And then the other one is the supposed privacy implications. So I don't know how this works. I don't know if it works. I don't know if it works in the way that the people who are paranoid about it believe that it does. I don't know how much research they've done or how much understanding they have of the technology. But obviously, the power meter that you have today, it just spins, right? You go out and you look at it, and it spins based on the amount of kilowatt hours that your house
right.
is using at that time. I don't know what extra information they can get from this smart meter about the sorts of devices that you're using in the house. I mean, maybe there's some sort of a signature, some kind of power signature to, well, we can tell he's using the stove right now because of the signatures. I don't know. I've never heard of how that would exactly be readable at the power meter. So I'm knowing more about that. But besides privacy implications,
well,
there's not really much.
Obviously, if you're going to have meters for long enough, somebody's going to come up with a new advancement in meters, right? So there's going to be some kind of innovation, and innovation's generally a good thing. How that innovation is used and the information that that may or may not be used and how it may be used can be a bad thing, depending. But that's like saying we shouldn't sell handguns because somebody might, you know, commit a murder with them. The fact that there's an innovation in the area of a power meter isn't in and of itself a bad thing. It's how that innovation may be used by nefarious organizations like, you know, maybe governments or something. So I don't know. I mean, that's not where it's not what any of the managers of the company have talked to me about their profit centers really being. So, you know, they're really into the organic Rankine conversion units and the LED lighting.
There's a news story here from Forbes.com called Why Smart People Are Suspicious of Smart Meters. This was written back in 2010, and there was a report from the Poneman Institute, a research organization in Traverse City, Michigan, that claims, or that is entitled Perceptions About Privacy on the Smart Grid. They surveyed more than 25,000 adult-aged individuals and found that, well, what do you know, people are split about the effect the smart grid will have on the privacy of their energy consumption records. So they're basically just asking people their opinions here.
I don't know that if somebody's... I want the opinion of experts, not
yeah,
just people that
right.
might...
So, I'll give you a little bit more on the smart meter thing here in moments. I'm not too concerned, and I'm a pretty big privacy advocate. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll free.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free. I gave the wrong phone sponsor out. It's actually Pro XPN, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're talking about privacy. People are concerned about privacy these days.
As they should be.
You should be, because you know when you're online, you know that your internet service provider is probably logging every website you visit and every search that you make. Probably for at least 6 months, maybe even 5 years. And, of course, those records could easily be obtained by anybody with a court order. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to get started with ProXPN. Go ahead, try it for free. When you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. You can use any service that you want. You can use torrents. What does ProXPN do, though, to keep you safe? Not only do they not log what you're doing online, but it's not a separate internet connection. It piggybacks on your existing internet connection. It's essentially a VPN where they are encrypting everything that you put out there.
It's an invisibility cloak that you wear on the internet.
For the most part, at least to your ISP, it makes you invisible. That your ISP has no idea what you're doing anymore once you start using ProXPN.
If you log on to your Facebook account and tell everybody, hey, look, I'm Mark Edge, well, obviously it's you, right? Like you signed in.
That's right. But your ISP will no longer have any idea what you're doing online. They won't be able to track you, and ProXPN doesn't track the information of your online habits. So you've instantly got more privacy just by connecting with ProXPN. But beyond that, you also protect your location from being known by the websites that you visit, because ProXPN has a virtual private network, has different locations. As a premium account holder, you can select the server you want to use. So this today I was connected to the New York server. You can select one that's regional to you.
They get two in New York.
They do. Or you can select one that's halfway across the world. Make it look like that's where your computer is to the sites you're visiting. You can also save 20% by using our discount code. When you go to proxpn.com/FTL and you're ready to sign up, use code FTL20 to get 20% off for the lifetime of your plan. Again, code FTL20. And in addition, they are now taking Bitcoin. If you want to pay with Bitcoin, you can save 33% and go again to proxpn.com/FTL and learn more there. I think you'll be impressed. So we are talking about privacy, and I want to come back to the smart meter issue here in a moment, so don't let me forget to do that. We do have other people on the line that want to get to their thoughts, so I want to go to the phones and the fun here at 855-450-FREE. But more about the so-called smart meters in a moment and their alleged privacy implications. First, though, we go to Mark, listening in St. George, Utah, to KZNU. Hey, Mark.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to make a comment about the smoking bans that you were talking about earlier. The college that I attend here just recently implemented a smoking ban. It actually doesn't go into effect until January. But the interesting thing about it is when they were debating the points of what the concerns were, the main concern was, of course, it was student-led, it was for health concerns, and so on and so forth. Well, one of the amendments that they proposed to it was that people could still be allowed to smoke in their cars. And that was rejected, of course, as well as there's actually no tobacco use at all. So chewing tobacco, nicotine vaporizers, all that stuff is now banned on campus under the
guise. So e-cigarettes?
E-cigarettes.
E-cigarettes aren't even tobacco.
Exactly. But it's they're looking for the welfare of the student's health.
We're losing you a little bit there, Mark. I don't know if we're going to get a better cell. Can you say something again?
Is it bad still?
And we got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. The state I live in is very much against the Affordable Care Act, most of the people here, the majority of the people here. But I still see a connection between this idea of kind of socialized health care, and it goes beyond even legislative amendments to socialize healthcare. And I think that it's going to the public sphere. Obviously, if they're banning chewing tobacco and nicotine vaporizers, they're not looking out just for the people that are getting affected by secondhand smoke. They're actually trying to implement a form of social control. They're trying to make you make the decision on your health, you know, I guess as a way to improve overall community costs. I don't know what all is behind it, but it just...
Well, there seems to be a real disdain. Yeah, I think that it's interesting you bring this up, because there seems to be a real disdain amongst the smoking ban advocates just straight up against nicotine users. And we see this with the, as you're pointing out here, the examples that they're going to ban these other variants on nicotine delivery. and the upset that some people had over the existence of the e-cigarette or the vaporizer for nicotine-based fluid in the first place. There are some people who are upset about that, even though you can use them indoors and nobody is affected in any sort of negative fashion, even though it's a much safer, ostensibly much more healthy way to use nicotine. None of these points matter to the nicotine prohibitionist, and that's really what these people are. They, for years, have been able to couch their hatred of the nicotine user in, well, it's smoke, and I don't like it, it's nasty. But really, they hate the fact that you use nicotine.
Right.
They hate it.
They just hate the human frailty aspect. Why don't you man up and quit? And the worst of them are the ex-smokers, like myself. I'm an ex-smoker. But it's these people that have personified nicotine addiction. She's a terrible wench, that nicotine addiction. She has her claws into me. It's a monkey on my back. It's not a monkey. It's a chemical upon which you became dependent because you chose to put it in your body. Let's be realistic here. It is not personified. It's not anthropomorphized. It's just a chemical, and it did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, that's kind of PC bullcrap. I was going to say, please go ahead, Mark.
Oh, all I was going to say is, I mean, as the rule is written, whether they will enforce it this way or not, I mean, but as the rule is stated now, you can't even chew tobacco in your car in the parking lot. And I think
thanks
you're
for the
right.
Call. Go ahead.
They just have this idea of this, you're right, this hatred towards people that use tobacco and use nicotine. Anyway, I'll go off the line. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, it's just a look down your nose aspect. What were you going to say, Johnny Ray?
Well, first of all, I would say that I think the extension of the ban to the smokeless tobacco crowd or the e-ciggers is more just them sort of trying to be just about it or trying to be fair, because you got this guy and you tell him he can't smoke and he's like, well, you know, what about that guy over there? He's enjoying his nicotine. How come I can't? Well, okay, we'll just make it easy. We'll just cut it off for everybody. So I think it's that simple. And the other point,
well, this is kind of like what democracy looks like. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. You may or may not want to dip, or you may want to use an e-cigarette, or you may want to smoke, or you may want to do whatever it is you want to do. You may want to eat a cheeseburger or a candy bar or kale chips. I don't know. But somebody says, yeah. Sorry about that. You can't do that. I mean, why don't we just get enough people together to say, you know, whatever. We don't want men on the campus or black people. I mean, let's just go ahead and go after whatever group of people we want, because we've got democracy on our side.
Right. Democracy does not equal freedom.
No, certainly not. We'll come back
the opposite.
With your thoughts. Welcome here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. And you can share your thoughts on democracy, smoking bans. We actually haven't even gotten to the news story about the increased smoking ban in one place in California. We'll share that with you coming up and take your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can take control toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free lines with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We've been all over the map here talking about graffiti, smoking bans, the so-called smart meters. Of course, you can take control here and bring up what you want. You can also join us online. We have a bulletin board system that allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. All you have to do to find that and to get interactive there is go to bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free.
Before I spoke with the CEO of BuzzBox Coffee, I never really considered the implications of my daily coffee intake. I never really considered that coffee beans are grown in, you know, third world countries. They're not grown in the mainland United States, and that those the forests are cut down so that a hybrid form of coffee can be grown in the sun rather than in the shade where it's supposed to be. That the reason that people get indigestion from drinking coffee is often because, you know, that sort of stomach acidity is because they're not getting the shade grown variety. That when people clear cut forests, that the topsoil washes into the ocean and it's gone, and the people in those communities, they've got nothing at that point. If they can no longer grow crops, they've got nothing. And what those implications are. And then, you know, I feel bad, you know, around Christmas time, and I send money to people in foreign countries in order to take care of them. If they could just have their own farms and their own ability to work, that would solve that whole problem. It would break the generational chains of poverty for these folks, and that's what BuzzBox Coffee does. BuzzBox Coffee addresses those issues. It's shade-grown, organic, Arabica-grade. It's, you know, high-end coffee. It's delicious. It's fairly traded in the right sense, where they give people the opportunity to buy their own farms. Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox Coffee to fund 100 World Vision microloans. So go get a free pound of coffee, because they'll let you try it out for free. You've got to pay shipping at coffee.freetalklive.com. Go try out the pound of coffee and read the story about these people. And I think you're going to feel like I did. You want to change the way you consume coffee. That you no longer want to just be a consumer. You want to be proactive, too. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to Dave. He's in Poughkeepsie, New York, listening on LRN.FM. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I called in last night.
Yeah, you're the internet superstar,
Dave.
Yeah,
there's a guy who called earlier. He said he was a friend of yours who we ended up having an internet problem toward the end of his call, so we couldn't get an answer out of him. We had asked him a question. He said you're an internet celebrity, and we're wondering where our listeners could go to learn more about your celebrityness.
Yeah, all you have to do is just Google Hudson Valley Guy 1. I'm on YouTube. I also want to talk
Hudson
about
Valley. Slow down a second. Hudson Valley Guy and the number one, or the word one spelled out?
The number one, Hudson Valley Guy 1 on YouTube, Hudson Valley Guy New York on YouTube, that kind of thing. I also want to talk about, there's this guy on Zello who keeps making fun of me. His name is Blue something or whatever. Keeps on saying,
where?
You get on Zello. It's
Zillow?
Zello, Z-E-L-L-O. It's on this,
okay.
We're on this thing called the Discord board and all that stuff. And I believe this guy is also a terrorist.
What makes you think that he's a terrorist? Besides he's terrorizing you.
He's also from like some other foreign country. He keeps making fun of me. And as soon as I find him, I'm going to beat the hell out of him. I do not like being made fun of. He keeps calling me saying, I can't eat.
Well, wait
whatever.
A minute, Dave. How can you be a internet celebrity and not like being made fun of? I mean, that must be absolute hell for you because, I mean, as soon as you attain any level of celebrity status, someone's going to make fun of you. I mean, it's a guarantee. We're really minor, you know, B-list, C-list, Z-list celebrities here on this show, and people make fun of us all the time. It's just kind of something that's part and parcel of the whole deal of having attention put on you. I mean, if you can't handle the heat, you should get out of the kitchen.
But who would want to make fun of a radio talk show? Because, you know, nobody wants to make fun of a radio. Well, yeah, I understand that. But, like, nobody wants to make fun of a radio talk show because you got people call in, kind of like, oh, when Howard Stern was famous way back when, he went from local radio to satellite radio. He got, you know, all this calls and BS. But this guy he is on Zello from the Discord board, and he is from, I guess, like from some third world country or whatever, and he thinks he's all big, bad, and tough because...
I don't know, we're talking about terrorism.
Seriously, this guy could be a terrorist, and we've got to let everybody know that this guy on Zello for the Death Squad board could be a terrorist.
Dave, now as a crank caller, you must know that that online, when you're on any website or forum or message board or whatever, that anybody can post anywhere they want. We were just talking about ProXPN, proxpn.com/FTL. If I want to make myself look like I'm coming from Singapore or the Netherlands, I could just log into their server. Go on that website and, you know, insult you or whatever and change my name to Habib, and you'll, you know, you'll think things like that.
But I have heard this guy speak, and I'm going to go after him tooth, nail, and grin. I'm going to find him.
Well, what makes you think violence is going to solve your problem, Dave? What makes you think violence is going to help you out?
Well, because he might be just being metaphorical here when he says tooth and nail.
I don't know. You said you were going to be violent with the guy. That was kind of a close one. I'm going to go ahead and hit the dump on that just because it was pretty close.
He was close.
Yeah. Anyway, he's upset. I don't know if I believe a word that Dave says, but let's address the issues that I think legitimate issues that he's bringing up.
I want to address first the internet celebrityhood of a Hudson Valley Guy 1 on YouTube.
Did you look it up?
How many views do you have on your highest viewed video on the front page to be a internet superstar?
15.
I don't know. Whoa, hold on. I don't know if the video that's on the front page is necessarily going to be the highest viewed video. You would have to click the videos link and then rank by...
Now, here's one with 112. That's the highest so far.
Okay.
That appears to have a picture of the sky.
Hmm.
Idiot parking clouds is what that's called.
Sounds like a winner. We'll have to check that out. Maybe we'll look at that during the news break or something like that. But I do want to address the issue that he brought up, which I think is an important issue. A lot of people are upset by some of the things they read online. You know, if you're on a message forum, perhaps you're on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. Sometimes people get into little spats on the comments section on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. And it can be frustrating if somebody says something insulting to you on the internet. But the last thing you really want to do is focus on it. You certainly don't want to give it your attention. You certainly don't want to obsess over who it is, where are they located, can I find them, can I track them down, can I go after them. I mean, these are all things that are really not worth your time, not worth your effort. If somebody's bothering you online, they have tools to block people like that. The best thing you can do is just ignore it. Like,
right. Well, let me give my advice here. The fact is I spent 9 years in prison, and there are a lot of people who were in there because of their pride, mm-hmm. that they felt affronted in some way, shape, or form by somebody who had very little influence in their life, and they made a decision on the spur of the moment to somehow do something in order to garner some level of respect or whatever, and they were spending 5, 10, the rest of their life in prison for somebody else. Ask yourself this. If somebody makes you so angry you want to do violence to them, are they worth that to you? Because that's what you got to give. You get to get what you want. And I don't know what that respect means or how useful it is to you in prison, because I saw lots of people who were in get their mouth busted, who were in for all kinds of tough stuff. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You're not going to get respect and you're going to do the time.
Yeah.
Forget it. It's nonsense. You're talking tough, and you either talk tough and do what you say you're going to do, and then you're a person of your word who's a moron, or you talk tough and you don't do what you say you're going to do, and you're silly and a liar. It's not even worth talking tough.
I read a story a couple weeks ago, Mark, about a man. There was video. It was chilling. It was absolutely chilling. A man had taken his girlfriend and thrown her out a window. And I don't know what she did to him, but she did something too that caused him an affront, and now he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail.
We'll come back with more in moments. You can take control. Violence, definitely not the solution. We'll come back. 855-453. You bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates, 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We've got a website. It's free. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their sites. You can just go and enjoy. Now, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon US, and Amazon Canada. So you just click into the right Amazon for you. Get your shopping taken care of. Of course, we are just days away from Black Friday, which, of course, is sort of the official kickoff for the holiday shopping season. There's already sales online. You can already go and get some great deals. But coming up this weekend, it's going to be an ideal time for you to buy because there's going to be even better deals. Well, when you go online to shop, just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. So you go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon and Newegg as well. So if you're looking for some computer parts or other electronic devices, Newegg's got a whole huge selection there. Of course, so does Amazon. So go and get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time. You get the stuff you want for you, the stuff you want for your friends, your loved ones, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So everybody wins when you go to shop.freetalklive.com.
So you can help Free Talk Live and Bitcoin Not Bombs to hoodie the homeless this holiday season by getting a hoodie for yourself. You can go to BitcoinNotBombs.com and pre-order a t-shirt or a hoodie, and each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for somebody in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so that they can get them printed up and distributed in time for the holiday so you can give us gifts too. And you can help keep two people warm this winter. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla Bitcoin marketing outreach in the process. They're also accepting general donations for the project if you'd like to give more. It's BitcoinNotBombs.com.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got Tom listening in Detroit to LRN.FM. Hey, Tom.
I've been actually listening to you pretty regularly lately. I got laid off as I called in last Tuesday, and we talked about the police officer incident where I cornered him in at the gas station.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Anyway, and of course, I was, you know, under the gun to find a job. I am in Detroit. And you know something? If you've got skills, I found a job in a week and a half.
Nice. Wow.
Congratulations.
That's right. Anyway, so now...
What kind of skills? I mean, was this a job that you specifically have trained for, or just like any old job kind of job?
Let me tell you something. I mean, this is something I didn't want to... I literally have a stack of things I want to discuss with you guys. There's just so much. Anyway.
Pick one or two.
You just asked the question. And I am telling you this, and I've told everyone this. I'm 53 years old. What makes you worth something... What makes you able to jump wherever you want and have the adventure you want and do what you want is get on a job, bust your butt, and pay attention to things that are going around and try to learn as you go. Don't go to college. Don't pay that, you know, federal loan and walk out with nothing. No, trying to find a job with everybody else. Learn as you go. And I've done it in 53 years. I have so many skills under my belt. I can literally jump from one thing to the other with no problem and make a really good living. And I told you last week, I was super bummed out, super depressed. I let that affect me, but it only took me a week and a half. But anyway, are you still there? This is not what I called
about. Yeah, we're right here, man. Yeah.
What my main question to you was, I listen to Friday Night Show, and I'm starting to, and I don't want to offend you, you guys are starting to lean to the left. So what I'm asking is, in a liberty movement, in this true movement, that this thing's all about, and just a little sidetrack, Ian, you talked Friday night about a ticket that you were on, took you three moves, and they won, but you took their time. I have one right now also, and I've been reading Mark Stevens' stuff. I'm prepping for one coming up December 12th, and I beat them on the last thing that they had on me, a supposed assault charge with a cop, and that was dropped.
Okay.
Anyway, but my big question... Things are going a little too left. How does liberty fit in with prejudice? If I don't want to hire somebody because he's got a freckle on his face, do I have to? It's my business.
Nope, of course not.
Nope.
No, you should be able to hire whoever you want for your business, and I should be able to. I'll be able to find out about that because the word's going to get out that you don't like freckled people, and then I might decide to not eat at your restaurant or whatever it is you're doing for your business. So yeah, I think the market should decide. And that means that, you know, the market will punish people, presumably, for being bigots.
No, last Friday, I caught a lot of the show, but I was trying to, you know, get things done. And I heard more females. Normally, Nellie's on there. She seems pretty, I don't want to say conservative, but just, that's the word, conservative. Just responsible for yourself. But there was somebody else, and she said, I couldn't believe it. She said her exact quote was, women... A woman is what classic liberalism is, or classic liberalism is a woman. I couldn't believe.
I don't know what that even means. I'm sitting here through the show, but it doesn't mean I hear everything that is said very effectively.
You are so busted. Nemi's going to kill you.
Well, first of all, it wasn't Nemi that was on. Oh, it wasn't Nemi that was on Friday night. You said it was Friday night show.
Yep, it was.
That would be Allie and Ellen. We had a conversation about women in the liberty movement. The majority of the show was about why there aren't very many of them in the liberty movement. We explored
various... And you just tuned out while those women chattered away, didn't you?
No, actually, I did a very good job of paying attention. I don't remember what it was that Tom is saying here. It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, so what are you suggesting that one of those ladies was saying?
They were talking about the inequalities of women. Check it out. That's baloney. I worked with a controller. I was a...
No, they weren't, actually. Just a point of clarification, they were acknowledging that that they believe that that was bunk.
Really?
Maybe you misunderstood them, Tom.
My goodness. Oh,
yeah, here's what I would suggest you do. Here's what I'd suggest you do. Because it's not really fair. It's not really fair to call in to Free Talk Live and call out a talk show host that's not on the show.
Yeah, that's...
So here's what I would suggest you do. Mark your calendar for 7 p.m. Eastern time on Friday night. I know Allie is going to be there. Now, you don't know which of the ladies it was that made the statement, but maybe she would be better able to recall some, you know, recollection of the statement that you thought you heard. And at the very least, you could get Allie's opinion on the issue. We had Ellen in sitting in for the first time on Friday night, and Ellen didn't talk as much as Allie, but I thought she did a great job for her first time on Free Talk Live, and it was great to have both of them in the studio. So that's what I would suggest, Tom, and I look forward to hearing from you on Friday night. 855-450-FREE. Give the lady a chance to respond for herself. But my understanding is that Allie is somebody who's very, you know, fiercely independent. I mean, she's somebody who... She believes that she's just a human being and that she doesn't.
Yeah, it really does not sound like Allie. Also on the record and saying that there are some discriminations against women in this country, in the workplace, and
in some workplaces, socially.
Generally.
There might actually be workplaces that discriminate against men, too.
There absolutely, I think there are, too. Now, which is fine.
I don't want to see a guy at Hooters, serving tables.
That'd be weird.
Sorry, I don't go there for that.
I'm not looking for a 90-pound gal to be a firefighter and carry me out of a burning building either. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think that the world is an equal place necessarily.
Let's go to Mark listening in Tampa. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I just had a couple questions for you about being on a jury.
Oh, sure.
I'm 42 years old, and I'm very non-political. I love your show, by the way. Listen to it all the time.
Thanks.
I've never voted. I've never been on a jury, and I've been listening to you guys about jury nullification and all that. Well, next week it'll be the first time I have to go to jury duty. And do you have any advice where I want to make sure I get on the jury? When they interview you, is there stuff to say and stuff not to say? Because I want to make sure I get on the jury.
This is an excellent question. I can't give legal advice because I'm not an attorney, but I can give you some suggestions based on my experience. So if you want to hang on, Mark, we can continue the discussion here in a moment. To just give you a little basic information here before we get into the details.
I'd say as little as possible.
Jury nullification is your right as a juror to judge the law itself in the courtroom. You don't have to judge the case based on the facts in the case. If you think the law itself is bad, so, you know, it doesn't matter if they caught the guy with 3 pounds of marijuana, if you think marijuana should be legal, because you can vote not guilty based on your opinion about the law. Now, you have a right to do this as a juror. However, meaning the court, the prosecutor, they're going to do everything within their power to stop you, someone who intends to set someone who's peaceful, who hasn't harmed anyone else, free using jury nullification. Because that's the power of jury nullification. You can set somebody free if they have not harmed anybody else. You can vote not guilty just because you think the laws are bad. They are threatened by this idea. They hate jury nullification.
Well, they don't like the idea of amateurs, in their opinion, meeting out the law.
They hate the idea of jury nullification because it's a threat to their system. It's a threat to, they're raking in money on all kinds of cases. And
the laws are written by lawyers. They're enforced by lawyers. They're
I'd wear a shirt and tie, or even a suit and tie.
Yeah, that's true. The more jury respectable you can look, the better off. Let's come back with some specific suggestions as to how to increase your likelihood of getting on an actual jury. Here in moments, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web web at brightsidebid.com. That's brightsidebid.com. Order today.